Nearly 12,000 people are homeless in King County. And a survey this winter found that more Native Americans are living on the streets compared to last year. Colleen Echo Hawk is executive director of the Chief Seattle Club. It's a nonprofit that serves Native people in Seattle. Echo Hawk spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team about challenges facing homeless Native people.
Colleen, American Indians and Alaska Natives represent just 1% of people in King County, but according to the recent Count Us In report, they're 6% of the homeless population. That's a huge disparity. Why do you think that is?
I actually think that 6% is probably a little bit higher. I think that our folks are pretty clever about not getting counted. So I think it's probably more like 7 or 8%.
Why don't they want to be counted?
Our folks have a real hard time with some of the mainstream systems, feel kind of worried that if they get in the system that there might be some consequences that they'd like to avoid. And I think that's a really important factor for us to remember, that there is no reason that American Indian, Alaska Native people should trust the mainstream housing systems.
You've said that the system is set up to fail
right.
American Indians.
Right. So our folks feel left behind. I've talked with people personally saying, I don't belong there. I don't feel right there. I feel like discriminated against. I feel afraid there. And so we know that we have to work around those systems and find better ways. I work with a coalition of Native providers and Native leaders here in the city, and we are actively looking at how we can provide separate systems that will work for our folks.
Is this the Coalition to End Urban Native Homelessness?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think should be changed in the way housing is found for Native Americans?
Well, I think the number one thing is to give funding to Native organizations for housing case management and housing navigation. What I would like to see is Native organizations like mine or like the Sandaling Health Board or United Indians of All Tribes or Mother Nation, that we be given the funding to have our own case management system in place. And we've actually begun this process so that we can help our folks navigate through these systems to try to find the correct place for them.
You mentioned the Coalition to End Urban Native Homelessness, of which you're the founder. How are you tackling the homelessness crisis?
So we're working together as an organization, bringing together all these different groups to think about policy change. We've been able to influence the All Home Coordinating Board to say that as long as there's disparity, that really, really, really high disparity of Native people are homeless, that we'll always have a seat at the table, that there will always be Native representation at that board.
And that hasn't happened in the past?
It has not happened in the past. Yeah. One thing that is kind of blows my mind about, in general, our advocacy work that we do is that often we have white males making decisions on behalf of people of color. People who have no idea what it's like to be a Native person or an African-American male. And so we really, at the Coalition, wanted to influence that and say, this is wrong, that you're making decisions on behalf of a whole population that you don't know what it's about. The data is super clear. So it's actually a really easy policy to create and say, listen, as long as this disparity is that high, let's make that kind of difference. The other thing that we've done, too, is just come together as different organizations that serve our community and to say, you know, what are you doing and what are you doing and how can we work on this collaboratively and find solutions? And so since we've started meeting, there's been like 4 organizations that are exploring our own housing options to build our own low-income housing for Native people. And I think that is just huge and will make a big difference.
Colleen Echo Hawk is executive director of the Chief Seattle Club. She's a member of the Kittahawkee Band of the Pawnee Nation. Echo Hawk also serves on KUOW's board of directors. She spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team.